弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我想大家都有爬山的经验。
Oh, I think most of us have some experience of hiking.
有几次我去爬以前没有爬过的山。
There are sometimes where I went to hike mountains I've never hiked before.
走到某一个山丘顶的时候，已经觉得十分值得了，身体也已经疲累了。
When I would arrive at a certain peak, I would feel like it's worth the effort, but also my body would be already very tired.
那时候心中会面对一个抉择。
At that moment, I would face a choice in my heart.
是到此为止下山返回呢，还是继续爬向更高的一个山丘？
Do I stop here and start going back down, or do I continue to a higher peak?
会促使我继续往上爬的因素也许不止一个。
There may be more than one factor that would drive me to continue hiking upwards.
但最关键的一个因素是信心，也就是相信往上爬是值得的。
One of the most critical factors would be faith, the belief that hiking upwards would be worth it.
也许是有资料告诉我，在往上爬会看得到现在看不到的景象。
Perhaps I would have information telling me that if I were to hike upwards again, I would be able to see beautiful scenery that I can't see right now.
也或许我曾经听别人分享过他们到达顶峰时的经验。
Or perhaps some people had shared with me their experience of reaching the very, very top.
所以虽然我现在站在的这一点已经看到一些美景了，信心促使我向往见到更美的景象。
Therefore, even though I could already see some beautiful scenery from where I'm standing right now, faith causes me to long to see even more beautiful scenery, to long to make this journey even more fulfilling and more meaningful.
这就是今天信息的主题，信心向往更美的事。
This is the topic of today's message, faith aims for something better.
今天暑假我们主日信息是从希伯来书十一章来看因着信经历神。
This summer, our Sunday messages explore the theme of experiencing God by faith in Hebrews chapter 11.
让我们再次简单的复习一下十一章的基本架构。
Let us review once again the basic structure of Hebrews chapter 11.
一到三节是开场白。
Verses 1 to 3 is the introduction.
先将信心的要素简单扼要的点出来。
First, it simply and succinctly points out the essential elements of faith.
那第一节非常值得背下来。
Verse 1 is very worth memorizing.
让我们用中文或英文同声读一次。
Let's read it once together in Chinese or English.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。然后从第四节开始，作者列举了许多圣经人物的真实例证。
And then, starting from verse 4, the author lists many biblical characters' real examples.
来进一步的解释神所期望我们有的信心是什么样的信心。
To further explain the kind of faith that God wants us to have.
在4到22节所提到的头七个人物都是出自旧约的第一卷书《创世纪》。
Mentioned in verses 4 to 22, the verse 7 characters are all from Genesis, the first book of the Old Testament.
这一段里面的第六节也值得我们背下来，所以也让我们同声用中文或英文来读一次。
Verse 6 in this section is also worth memorizing. Let us also read it together once in Chinese or English.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。十一章十三节也很有代表性，让我们也同声用中文或英文来读一次。
Verse 13 is also very representative. Let us also read it together once in Chinese or English.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。好，上个主日我们看了23到29节。
So last Sunday we looked at verses 23 to 29.
那这边提到的人物都是出自旧约第二卷书出埃及记。
And the characters mentioned in that passage are all from Exodus, the second book of the Old Testament.
包括了三组人。
They include three groups of people.
摩西的父母。
Moses' parents.
摩西。
Moses.
还有跟着摩西过红海的以色列人。
And the Israelites who crossed the Red Sea with Moses.
考一下试。
Well, we'll have a little test.
有没有任何人记得上个主日信息的主题最重要的重点是什么？主题是什么？有没有人记得
？Does anyone remember the topic or the main emphasis of last Sunday's message?
哎，有听到有人讲，大声一点，大声一点。啊，好，我们来看哈，信心是能力来胜过惧怕。
Faith gives power to conquer fear.
感谢主有人记得啊。
Oh, thank God that somebody remembers.
今天我们要将希伯来书11章看完。
Oh, so today we'll finish reading Hebrews chapter 11.
我希望带着大家从30到40节这一段来看信心向往更美的事。
I hope to take us to look at the topic of faith aims for something better through verses 30 to 40.
为什么用这个来做主题呢？
Why am I using this as a topic?
因为希伯来书一再的强调的信息就是神在耶稣基督里为我们预备的一切都是更尊贵、更好、更美、更大、更全备的。
It's because the message the book of Hebrews repeatedly emphasizes is that God prepares everything for us in Christ Jesus is nobler, better, more beautiful, bigger, and more perfect.
其中出现最多的一个词就是更美。
And the word that is repeated most often in the Chinese translation is more beautiful.
那在中文圣经里面出现了12次之多。
And that word in the Chinese Bible occurs about 12 times.
其中4次出现在希伯来书11章。
And of those 4 times occur in Hebrews chapter 11.
有2次是在今天看的30到40节。
And twice occur in verses 30 to 40, which we're looking at today.
一次是35节提到的更美的复活，另外一次在40节。
Once is verse 35 talking about the better resurrection.
让我们同声用中文或英文来读一次39和40节。
Let's read verses 39 to 40 together in either Chinese or English.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。好，我会从3个重点来带大家看信心向往更美的事。
I'll take us to look at the topic of faith aims for something better through three key points.
好，第一，因着信心向往更美的事，以色列人在遭遇强敌的时候没有退缩。
First, because faith aims for something better, the Israelites did not shrink back from the powerful enemies they encountered.
30节所引用的事情是以色列人攻垮耶利哥城的事。
Verse 30 refers to the Israelites' storming of the city of Jericho.
这是旧约历史当中非常特殊的一件事。
This is a relatively special event in Old Testament history.
原本以色列人出埃及之后不久，摩西就已经带领他们来到了神应许要赐给他们的迦南地的边界。
Originally, not long after the Israelites had left Egypt, Moses had already led them to the border of Canaan, the land God had promised to give to them.
但是十二个探子去勘察了那地之后，有10个人认为迦南人太强大了，根本征服不了。
But after 12 spies had explored Canaan, 10 of them thought the inhabitants of Canaan were too strong and that there was no way of conquering them.
会众们大失信心。
So the Israelites lost their faith greatly.
不论另外2个探子怎么样劝他们要相信神的应许，也不论这个领袖摩西怎么说，他们认定了进迦南就是送死，他们选择反叛。
So regardless of how the other 2 spies urged them to believe in God's promise, and regardless of what their leader Moses said, they decided that entering in Canaan would be equivalent to going to their deaths, so they chose to rebel.
付出的代价就是后来在旷野漂流几十年。
In the end, the price they paid was wandering in the wilderness for decades.
一直到出埃及满了整整40年，神才给他们第二次机会去进迦南。
It was only until it had been a full 40 years since they had left Egypt that God gave them a second chance to enter Canaan.
那时候上一代唯一仅存的男子就是当初12个探子当中专心信靠神的那2位，约书亚和加勒。
And the only surviving men from the previous generation were the 2 spies that had trusted God wholeheartedly, Joshua and Caleb.
与几十年前的第一次相比，这次的挑战更大。
Compared to the time decades ago, the challenge this time was even bigger.
因为耶利哥的城墙又高大又坚固，易守难攻。
Because the walls of Jericho were tall and sturdy, easy to defend but difficult to attack.
以色列人就算派成千上万的敢死队去抢攻城墙，也多半会白白送命，而根本攻不进去。
Even if the Israelites sent tens of thousands of fearless soldiers to attack the walls, they would just die futilely and still failed to breach the walls.
而且迦南人天生长得高大，强壮勇猛，从武力来说，以色列人没有胜算。
In addition, the Canaanites were tall and large, strong and fierce. From a military perspective, the Israelites had no likelihood of winning.
如果你当时在场，你会主张进攻还是后退？
If you were one of the Israelites there, would you be in favor of attacking or retreating?
照我的本性，我一定不会选择前进。
With my personality, I definitely would not choose to go forward.
我会想，哎呀，在约旦河的这一边又不是没有地方住，日子也不是过不下去啊。
Oh, I would think, aren't there places for us to live on this side of the Jordan River? Our livelihoods aren't unbearable, and we're not suffering greatly.
所以何必无谓的去冒险丧命呢？
So why must we risk our lives unnecessarily?
那样的想法是最合理也最正常的。
Such thinking is the most reasonable and the most normal.
但是在某一种情形之下，人可以有勇气去做超乎常理的选择。
But under certain circumstances, people have the courage to do what is extraordinary.
关键就是信心。
And that is faith.
信心引导人向往更美的事。
Faith leads people to aim for something better.
为了那更美的事而勇于冒险。
To have the courage to take risks for the sake of what is better.
为了那更美的事肯付代价。
To be willing to pay a price for what is better.
以色列人这次就没有知难而退，而凭着信心过了约旦河，来到耶利哥的城下。
This time the Israelites did not back away when they knew the difficulties that lay ahead. They crossed the Jordan River by faith and arrived outside the city of Jericho.
那这个历史事件最特别的是他们进攻的方式。
The most special part of this historical event is the way the Israelites attacked the city.
神给他们的指示是世界上任何一本战术手册都找不到的。
The instructions God gave them cannot be found in any strategy manual in the world.
是用绕城的方式，绕城游行的方式。
They marched around the city.
抬着约柜，祭司吹角，一边走一边吹，大家一直绕着神走，一天走一圈。
The priests carried the Ark of the Covenant and blew trumpets, and the armed men marched while the trumpets kept sounding. Each day they circled the city once.
我在想我会愿意走在这样的游行队伍中吗？
I was thinking, would I be willing to march with such troops?
有人打仗这样打的吗？
Does anybody fight battles like this?
这边一走一边吹，岂不是让敌人看笑话吗？
If we marched and blew trumpets like this, wouldn't the enemy treat us as a joke?
还不是只绕一次，只做一天而已，而是每天都得绕一次，连绕六天。
And they didn't just have to march around the city for one day. They marched around the city once every day for six consecutive days.
这第七天更夸张，从黎明就早早起来开始绕，那一天要绕七次。
And the seventh day was even more exaggerated. They got up at daybreak and started to march, and on that day they had to circle the city seven times.
大家一下子要走这么多路，哪还有力气打仗？
Would people still have energy to fight a battle after walking so much?
在一般情形之下，谁会愿意做这荒谬可笑的事？
Under normal circumstances, who would be willing to do such an absurd and ridiculous task?
是什么力量让整整一群人不怕当傻瓜，而乖乖照着神的指示去做？
What power made this whole group of people not afraid of looking like fools and instead made them obediently follow God's instructions?
关键也是信心。
The key is faith.
信心引导他们向往更美的事。
Faith led them to aim for something better.
为了那更美的事，他们愿意单纯的完全照神的指示去做。
And for the sake of what is better, they were willing to follow God's instructions completely with childlike simplicity and purity.
第七日绕完七次之后，他们照神的指示，祭司吹角，众民同时大声呼喊，奇迹就出现了。
And on the seventh day, after they had marched around the city seven times, in accordance with God's instructions, at the sound of a long blast on the trumpets, the people gave a loud shout, and the miracle occurred.
不但耶利哥的城墙垮了，城里面敌人的士气也全都垮了。
Not only did the walls of Jericho collapse, the morale of the enemies inside the city also collapsed.
神要以色列人用这么特殊的方式来攻耶利哥，很显然是要教导人信心的功课。
Apparently, God wanted to teach people a lesson of faith by making the Israelites attack Jericho in such a special way.
就是不论城墙有多高，敌人有多强大。
And that lesson is, regardless of how tall the walls are and how powerful the enemies are,
只要神说前进，我们就当凭信心前进。
As long as God says to go forward, we should go forward by faith.
只要我们照着神指示的方法去做，再大的难处都有可能在刹那之间完全瓦解。
And as long as we follow God's instructions, even bigger difficulties can still possibly disintegrate completely at the blink of an eye.
从很实际的角度来说，基督徒的生活跟进迦南非常相似。
But from a practical angle, and living as a Christian is very similar to entering Canaan.
神的心意是要我们在他的引导之下去打一场又一场的仗，去征服一个又一个的强敌。
God's will for us is under his leadership conquer one powerful enemy after another.
要征服的强敌就是我们生命当中那些还不顺服神、不合神心意、不让神掌权的地方。
And these enemies are the areas in our lives that still do not obey God, that are still against His will, and that still have not been surrendered to God's control.
神之所以要我们去打赢这些仗, 是因为他要引导我们进入那更美好的境界。
God wants us to win these battles because He wants to lead us to better, higher ground.
但是我们太多人的想法跟那些刚出埃及的以色列人一样。
But too many people's thinking is the same as that of the Israelites who had just left Egypt.
哎呀，这太累了，难度太高了。Sigh,
this level of difficulty is too high.
代价太大了。The
price is too great.
不可能打得赢的。It's
impossible to win.
何必这么辛苦呢?
Why must we endure these hardships?
我只要像现在这样子过日子就好了。I
just want to live the way I'm living now.
但是请大家注意一件事。But
please be aware.
神没有说 想要进迦南的人就去进攻，不想进迦南的人就留在这里好了。God
didn't say go attack if you want to enter Canaan, but if you don't want to enter Canaan, it's very good for you to stay here.
打耶利哥不是一个可有可无，随着个人喜好的选择。Attacking
Jericho is not optional and not a matter of personal preference.
讲得更严重一点。To
put it more seriously,
不肯去打耶利哥的人根本就不是真正有心信靠神的人。
Basically, those who are unwilling to attack Jericho are not those who truly have the heart to trust in God.
信心从本质来说就不可能是停留在原地不动的。
Faith, in its essence, cannot be stationary and unwilling to move.
信心跟行动是分不开的。Faith
is inseparable from action.
是随时预备好跟着神往前走的。And
is always ready to follow God forward.
就像今天的主题所说的，信心是一直指向着。
Just like the topic of today's message, faith always points towards and aims for something better. Such faith will not shrink back because of difficulties. Instead, it beats challenges time after time, overcomes obstacles, and defeats powerful enemies that originally appeared to be undefeatable.
最近几次的信息都提到100多年前创办中国内地会的英国宣教士戴德生。In
my past several sermons, I mentioned British missionary Hudson Taylor who found China Inland Mission over 100 years ago.
他真的有许许多多实实在在信心的榜样值得我们效法。He
really has many concrete examples of faith that are worthy of our emulation.
如果你还没有读过他的传记，绝对值得一读。If
you've never read his biography, it's absolutely worth reading.
当初他要到中国宣教，面对不知多少的艰辛。
When he first came to China to evangelize, he had to face many difficulties.
有好多次别人都告诉他，那些困难太大，不可能跨得去的。
There were many times when other people would tell him that the difficulty is too great and it's impossible to overcome.
但他就是跟着神的指示走。
But he would follow God's instructions.
然后就看到一个一个耶利哥的城墙倒塌了。
And consequently, witnessed these walls of Jericho collapse one after another. Once the missionaries ran out of money, and the people responsible for cooking said that there was not even a single grain of rice in the rice container. Did you know what Hudson Taylor did? While facing the empty rice container, he sang the doxology. What we sing at the end of every worship service.
赞美真神万福之根,
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
地上生灵当赞主恩,
Praise Him all creatures here below.
天上万军颂赞主名,
Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts.
赞美圣父圣子圣灵, Amen.
Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
这跟抬着约柜吹角绕着耶利哥城是一样的。
This is the same as carrying the Ark of the Covenant, blowing trumpets, and marching around the city of Jericho.
在人看来，用这种方式去面对困难是极其荒谬可笑的。From
a human perspective, facing difficulties this way is extremely absurd and ridiculous.
但是对于相信神的人来说，在遇到困难的时候，最好的得胜方法就是高举神，就是赞美神。But
to people who trust in God, when they encounter difficulties, the best way of victory is to exalt God and to praise God.
因为他们不是靠着自己征战。
Because they do not fight by themselves,
更不是为自己征战,
or even for themselves,
而是跟着神征战,
but behind God.
还有一次戴德生和中国内地会的宣教士们一同聚集。
Another time, Hudson Taylor and the missionaries of China Inland Mission gathered together.
他们照着当时所看到的需要算一算,哎呀,需要在未来三年里面再多增加70位宣教士。
According to the need they saw at the time, they calculated that 70 more missionaries would be needed in the next 3 years.
但在那个时代，哪有这么多人肯来中国宣教？
But back then, how could there be so many people who would be willing to come to China?
这个谈何容易啊！
This wouldn't be easy at all.
他们唯一能做的就是同心祷告，凭着信心求。
All the missionaries could do was to pray with one heart and ask by faith.
啊，祷告完了之后，有一个人这样说。
And after they prayed, one person said,
等到第七十个宣教士来到中国的时候，我们应该再聚集一次，来开一次赞美会。
When the 70th new missionary arrives in China, they should get together again and have a praise gathering.
但是另外一个人说，到时候我们大家都分散在中国各个的角落服事，不容易共聚一堂。
But another one said, since it wouldn't be easy to get together after they scatter across China to serve in various places,
我们何不现在就开赞美会呢？
Why don't they have a praise gathering now?
我们先凭信心来感谢赞美主啊。
Thanking and praising God by faith first.
那大家都同声赞成。
They all agreed unanimously.
所以就再立刻祷告，先感谢赞美神。
So immediately they prayed again to give thanks to God and to praise God.
结果不到三年，神就加添给内地会超过70位新的宣教士。
The result is that in less than 3 years, God gave China Inland Mission over 70 new missionaries.
而且其中包括了英国剑桥大学七位杰出的毕业生，就是后来轰动世界的剑桥七杰。
And among them were seven distinguished Cambridge graduates, the Cambridge Seven, who shocked the world at the time.
后来就带动了更多英国、美国的杰出大学生现身到中国宣教的热潮。
And later, even a wave of even a greater number of distinguished university graduates from Britain and America committing their lives to evangelizing in China.
我们要知道这些神迹对于那些满于现状或者是总是知难而退的人是永远不会经历的。
These miracles would never be experienced by those who are satisfied with the present state of things.
你想这一生更多、更深刻的经历什么？
Do you want to experience God more frequently and more deeply?
记得信心向往更美的事。
Please remember that faith aims for something better.
而这个向往会让人遇到强敌也不退缩。
And such a longing can cause people not to shrink back when they encounter powerful enemies.
从31节我们看到妓女喇合因着信心向往更美的事，就有勇气做出与众不同的选择。
From verse 31, we can see that the prostitute Rahab,her faith aimed for something better, and she had the courage to make a decision that was different from everybody else's.
这件事情也跟以色列人攻打耶利哥城有关。
This event is also related to the Israelites' attack on the city of Jericho.
早先以色列的探子先进耶利哥城，但是风声走漏。
The news that the Israelite spies had entered the city of Jericho leaked out.
当人在搜捕探子的时候，喇合有两个选择。
When the people were searching for and trying to catch the spies, Rahab had two choices.
一个是讲出这些外国探子的藏身处，
One was to reveal where the spies were hiding.
一个是自己冒生命的危险来救他们逃脱。
Another was to risk her own life to save them and to help them escape.
我想在一般情形之下，第一个选择绝对是最合情合理的，因为那是跟自己同城、同民族、同血缘的人站在一起。
Under normal circumstances, the first choice is absolutely the most natural and most reasonable because it means standing with the people of the same city, the same ethnic group, and the same ancestry.
但是喇合冒险呢做了第二个选择。
But by taking a risk, Rahab adventurously chose a second option.
为什么？
Why?
因为信心向往更美的事。
Because faith aims for something better.
神带领以色列人出埃及。
So God brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
又在旷野漂流期间行了许多神迹奇事。
And he did many miracles and wonders while the Israelites wandered in the wilderness.
这些早已经传遍了整个的近东地区。
News of these events had long spread throughout the Near East region.
连做妓女的喇合都知道神应许将迦南地要赐给以色列人。
Even Rahab, a prostitute, knew that God promised to give the land of Canaan to the Israelites.
原本她和她的族人一样。
She was originally just like the rest of her people.
随从既有的风俗也祭拜各样他们拜的偶像。
Following their existing customs and worshipping various idols.
虽然这时候大家都惊慌害怕，但是族人们仍打算顽强地抵抗以色列的神。
Although at the time everybody was afraid, her people still decided to resist the God of Israel.
喇合也可以选择跟着大家死守着那些从出生开始就被教导的那一套。
Rahab could also gone along with everyone else and die holding on to what they've been taught since they were born.
但他知道那样的 那样的结果是所有的人都走入沉沦。
But she knew that the consequences of such a course of action would be everybody's destruction.
她已经知道带领以色列人出埃及的神是那独一的真神。
She already knew that the God that brought the Israelites out of Egypt was the only real God.
他们虽然不是以色列人，仍然可以归向真神。
And although she wasn't an Israelite, she could still turn to the real God.
拉合的难能可贵之处就是她既然清楚知道了，就以信心采取行动。
The characteristic of Rahab that is most difficult to emulate and the most valuable is how she took action by faith since she knew it so clearly.
She was
not afraid to make a decision that differed from that of others.
She was
not afraid to take the lead and be the first one among her people.To turn around and turn to the real God.
拉合真的很难得，因为他冒险不只是为自己，也是为所有的家人。
Rahab's example is really very rare because she didn't just take risks for herself, but also for all her family members.
我们不知道她是如何沦为妓女的。
We don't know how she ended up becoming a prostitute.
我想妓女顾念自己的孩子或者情夫也许还很常见。
It is perhaps very common for prostitutes to care about her children or even her lover.
但拉合希望能够和他一同得拯救的，包括他的父母、弟兄、姐妹和一切属他们的人。
But Rahab hoped the people who were to be saved with her would include her parents, her siblings, and all who belonged to them.
从某个角度来说，我们今天很多人的处境跟拉合是有点类似的。
From a certain angle, many of us today are in a position that is somewhat similar to Rahab's.
我们出生在完全没有接触基督教信仰的家庭。
We are born in families that completely lack contact with the Christian faith.
成长在一个对于信耶稣只有批判和嘲笑的环境当中。
In an environment that only judges and ridicules the belief in Jesus.
我们更有一些文化习俗看起来跟基督教的信仰是水火不容的。
We even have some cultural customs that appear completely incompatible with the Christian faith.
这些习俗被我们视为民族文化的一部分。
These customs are viewed as a part of our ethnic culture.
我既然生在中国、台湾或香港，这就是我应当随从的习俗，因为这就是我身份的一部分。
Since I was born in mainland China, Taiwan, or Hong Kong, these are the customs that I should follow because they are part of my identity.
所以当我们接触到福音的时候，这成为一个无可避免的挣扎。
And when we encounter the gospel, this is an unavoidable struggle.
我们要成为家中的异类吗？
Are we to become misfits among our family members?
要被相交多年的同学、朋友、邻居用异样的眼光看待吗？
Are we to be perceived in a strange manner by the classmates, friends, and neighbors that we've interacted with so many years?
要被视为民族文化的叛徒吗？
Are we to be viewed as traitors of our ethnic culture?
或者像我母亲从小到大一直是去庙里烧香拜佛的？
Or like my mother, who had always been going to temples to burn incense and worship Buddha since a young age.
信耶稣是否是背叛了拜了多年的那些偶像？
If she were to believe in Jesus, would she be betraying all those idols that she'd been worshiping for so many years?
是否也背叛了和她一起拜拜多年的亲戚朋友？
Would she also be betraying the relatives and friends who had worshipped idols with her for so many years?
我们还有不少人是曾经在国内工作的。
As for those who have worked in China before,
原先跟着周围的人都一起交际应酬、饮酒作乐。
And originally, We would go drinking with business acquaintances just like everyone else.
信了主之后还做不做？
Do we still choose to engage in these activities?
不做的话绝对会被人骂，不够意思，或你自命清高。
If they choose not to do these activities after they believe in the Lord, they would be criticized as lacking social etiquette or pretending to be morally upright.
没有人喜欢被人骂作是叛徒。
Nobody likes to be viewed as a traitor.
没有人喜欢被人骂那些难听的话。
And nobody likes to hear such hurtful criticism.
但是跟拉合一样。
But just like Rahab.
当神开我们的眼睛，让我们有机会看清楚真理的时候，我们需要有勇气来做与众不同的选择。
When God opens our eyes and gives us the opportunity to see the truth, we need to have the courage to make a decision that's different from those around us.
拉合采取的行动最后不只是救了自己，也救了他的父母、弟兄、姐妹和一切属他们的人。
The actions of faith that Rahab took in the end not only saved herself but her parents, her siblings and all who belonged to them.
同样的美事也可以临到我们所有的家人和亲戚朋友。
The same beautiful blessing can come upon our family members, our relatives and our friends.
但要见到这些事情成就，
需要我们自己先有信心。
But if we want to see it happen, we ourselves need to have faith first.
那个向往更美之事的信心。
The faith that aims for something better.
那个不怕与众不同而肯全心跟随神的信心。
The faith that is not afraid of being different from others, but instead follows God wholeheartedly.
最后从32到40节我们看到有许多人因着信心向往更美的事即便殉道也不后悔。
Finally, we can see from verses 32 to 40 that many people whose faith aimed for something better had no regrets even if they were martyred.
这当中有些人至今在历史上留名但也有一些人却少为人知。
Some of these people are historical figures who are still well known to this day, but some are obscure characters that few people know about.
有些人曾经以刀枪制服敌人当得胜的英雄却有一些人在恶人的刀剑和逼迫之下死得凄惨。
Some of these people used to subdue enemies with weapons and became victorious heroes, but some died miserably because of the weapons and persecution of evil men.
有些人像大卫一样得以住在王宫，有些人却一生居无定所，四处漂流。
Some of these people, like David, lived in palaces, but some never had permanent residences and wandered around for their whole lives.
但这边所列的人的共通点是他们都曾经在听到神呼召的时候以信心来回应。
But the commonality shared by all the people listed here is that when they heard God calling them, they all responded with faith.
而他们回应的时候都清楚知道自己的生命很有可能因此而丧失。
And when they responded, they all knew clearly that their lives could very possibly be lost because of their decision.
35节之后所列的人就真的因着信仰而付出极大的代价包括殉道。
The ones listed after verse 35 really paid extremely big prices for their faith, and sometimes the price included martyrdom.
在这边也是值得我们思想如果是我们会做什么选择。
And here the following question is worth thinking about. If we were in their position, what choice would we make?
在一般情形之下尽可能的珍惜生命避免死亡绝对是最合情合理的选择。
Under normal circumstances, to treasure our own lives and to avoid death as much as possible are the most natural and most reasonable choice.
而这些人之所以愿意为信仰而殉道，如35节和40节所说的，是因为他们向往更美的复活，向往更美的事。
However, these people were willing to be martyred for their faith because as verses 35 and 40 say,They aim for a better resurrection. They aim for something better.
当耶稣被犹大出卖被抓起来的时候他的门徒们都离开他逃走。
When Jesus was betrayed by Judas and arrested, his disciples all abandoned him and escaped.
这是在一时之间人出于本性非常自然的反应。
At such a moment, this is a very natural response based on our human instincts.
但后来这些门徒们都回来传扬耶稣基督。
But later, these disciples all returned and spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
而且一个一个殉道。
And even were martyred one after another.
是什么力量让这些曾经因为怕死而逃亡的人，后来在面对死亡的威胁的时候，还勇往直前呢？
What power made people who formerly fled for their lives because they were afraid to die, later go forward courageously, even when facing the threat of death?
是信心。
It is faith.
是相信耶稣真是世界的救主。
It is the belief that Jesus is really the Savior of the world.
相信他真复活了。
He really rose from the dead.
也相信他的复活给所有信他的人带来必定复活的确据。
And his rising from the dead gives assurance to all those who believe in him that they will definitely rise from the dead too.
信心让人向往那更美的复活，就不惜牺牲现今的生命。
Faith causes people to aim for the better resurrection and so not to regard the sacrifice of their lives as a cost that is too great.
在早期教会的头300年基督徒殉道的人数是成千上万。
During the first three centuries of the early church, the number of martyred Christians is in the thousands or the tens of thousands.
罗马帝国并不是没有给基督徒一条生路。
It was not that the Roman Empire did not give Christians an alternative to death.
只要他们肯不再信耶稣。
They just had to be willing not to believe in Jesus again.
肯乖乖地向凯撒大帝效忠，以他为神，就可以得释放。
If they obediently swore loyalty to Caesar and treated Caesar as a god, then they could be released and avoid cruel death sentences.
可以免掉被狮子活活咬死、被绑在柱子上活活烧死的那些残酷死刑。
They would not have to face things such as being killed by lions or being burned alive on a stake.
但是成千上万的基督徒因着信心向往更美的事，就宁可殉道。But
for the thousands or tens of thousands of Christians, because their faith aims for something better, they would rather be martyred.
他们这样殉道值得吗?
Is their martyrdom worth it?
有任何价值吗?
Is there any value to it?
世界历史写明得很清楚。
World history shows very clearly.
基督徒殉道的人数越多，杀他们的人并无法越来越得意，反而是越来越受震撼。
The world history shows very clearly that the more Christians are martyred, the people who killed them do not become more eager to kill more Christians.
怎么会有这么大的力量让人宁可殉道，也不否认他们所信的主呢？
Instead, they're more shocked because why would there be such a great power that made people rather be martyred than to deny the Lord they believed in?
经过300年的逼迫，罗马帝国消灭不了耶稣基督的福音。
After 300 years of persecution, the Roman Empire could not destroy the gospel of Jesus Christ.
反而是罗马皇帝君士坦丁大帝自己信了耶稣。
Instead, the Roman Emperor Constantine believed in Jesus.
结果整个帝国对信仰的态度被180度的翻转。
And the whole empire's attitude towards the Christian faith was turned 180 degrees.
无论在中国、在印度、在非洲、在南美洲，同样的故事不断的重复。
Whether in China, in India, in Africa, in South America, the same story keeps repeating.
一些曾经极力逼迫基督徒的人，甚至曾经亲手杀死基督徒的人，后来自己回转信了耶稣。
Some people who formerly persecuted Christians severely or even had killed Christians with their own hands, they turned around and believed in Jesus.
所以教会历史上有一句名言说，殉道者的血是教会增长的种子。
Therefore, a famous saying in church history says that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church.
今天世界上最仇恨基督徒、逼迫最凶的应该是回教徒当中的极端分子。
In today's world, the people who hate Christians the most and persecute Christians most cruelly might be Islamic extremists.
如众所周知的，在很多地区要让回教徒信主是万分的艰难。
Many people know that in many regions, it is extremely difficult for Muslims to believe in the Lord.
不只有很多向回教徒传福音的基督徒被杀死。
Not only have many of those who shared gospel with Muslims have been killed,
还有很多回教徒信了耶稣之后，被自己的家人，甚至是亲生父母活活杀死。Some
Muslims, after they believed in Jesus, have been killed by family members or even their own parents.
处在那样的环境当中，回教徒还有可能信主吗？
Is it even possible for Muslims in such an environment to believe in the Lord?
但是真的就有回教徒明明知道会被处死，还是选择表明信耶稣的决心。
But there are indeed people who decide to express their determination to believe in Jesus even when they knew clearly that they would be sentenced to death.
神还做很多其他奇妙的工作。
God still does a lot of other miracles.
最新一期的今日基督教 Christianity Today 有一篇文字的标题特别吸引我的注意。
The latest issue of Christianity Today has an article whose title especially caught my attention.
大标题是另一个伊朗革命。
The title was Another Iranian Revolution.
小标题是，在多数人不信神的东德，伊朗来的难民对基督信仰的兴趣让牧师们感到惊讶。The
subtitle was, In Godless East Germany, Iranian refugees surprised pastors with their interest in Christianity.
怎么回事呢?
What happened?
最近几年有大批的伊朗难民涌进了东德。
So in recent years, significant numbers of Iranian refugees have come to eastern Germany. Of course, the overwhelming majority of them have been Muslims since a young age. And there's even Muslim leaders who are encouraging people to hand out 25 million German translations of the Islamic text, the Quran, in Germany.
所以从表面来看，这些伊朗难民， So
on the surface, we would expect that these Iranian refugees would the influence that these Iranian refugees would bring to Eastern Germany would be the propagation of Islam, that more Germans will follow them to believe in Islam.
但是表面上不显眼却实实际际在发生的事情是许多原本信回教的伊朗难民踏进了教会。
What is not apparent on the surface, but is really happening, is that many Iranian refugees who used to believe in Islam have come to churches.
他们带着很大的兴趣想要多了解耶稣基督的福音。
And they come with great interest about understanding more about the good news of Jesus Christ.
这个现象已经在东德各教会越来越普遍地出现。
This phenomenon is already becoming more and more widespread in the various churches of Eastern Germany. And there are even groups of Iranian refugees who have left Islam and have become baptized as Christians.
这个事情我看了报道之后只能说奇妙。
When I read the report, I can only, you know, say how amazing it is.
只能赞叹神做事的方法超过人有限的智慧所能测度。
And to be amazed by the way God accomplished things.
那我想我的感受都已经是如此了。那些曾经有家人去伊朗向回教徒传福音而被杀被打的家庭，读到这些报道，岂不更加的欣慰，而向神发出赞叹吗？
If even I will be so amazed by how God is God's way is higher than the man's way, then for people who had family members going to Iran and share the gospel of Muslims and consequently be beaten or killed, when they read these reports, would they even be comforted more and thus give praise to God?
从历史上来说，我们中国是曾经杀死宣教士特别多的国家之一。
If we look at history, China is one of the countries that have killed especially many missionaries.
谁能想到今天华人信主的人数会增加到这么多？
Who would have thought that Chinese Christians would increase to such a great number?
在中国许多地方的政府单位都已经开始公开肯定承认许多宣教士摆上一生为中国百姓做出的贡献。
And even some government units in many places in China are starting to publicly admit and affirm the contributions that many missionaries who offered their whole lives made to their Chinese people.
这些改变谁能够想象得到？
Who would have imagined these changes?
不过我想用这些好的成果来衡量那些殉道者的价值还是不完全正确的。
However, I think that to assess the value of these martyrs and with the good results that we can see is not entirely correct.
因为在神的眼中，在神的国度当中，不论有没有今天这样的好的成果，那些信主之人的殉道。
Because in God's eyes, in God's kingdom, whether or not there are good results we can observe today, the martyrdom of all those Christians are still infinitely valuable. Because their perspective of faith is correct. And that their faith that longed for something better is also real.
能够有这样的信心，活出这样子的信心，也为这样的信心而死，这本身就是最美、最有价值的事。
To have such faith, to live out such faith, and to die for such faith are in and of themselves the most beautiful and the most valuable life.
最后回到一开始讲的爬山的例子。At
the end, we return to the example of hiking discussed in the beginning.
身为一个基督徒，我们唯一合神心意的选择。 就是有坚定的心智，凭信心不断向上，往高处行。
As Christians, our only choice that is according to God's will is to have a firm heart and aspiration to keep climbing upward and to move to higher ground.
身为一间教会的牧师，为最主要的其中一个责任，也是带领大家、激励大家持守着信心，不断向上，往高处行。
And as the pastor of our church, one of my main responsibilities is also to lead all of us and to spur all of us to hold on to our faith and to keep climbing upward and to moving to higher ground. And as brothers and sisters gathering at the same church today,
最需要做也最值得做的其中一件事，也就是彼此手牵着手、心连着心，拉着扶着推着，带领更多的人一起凭信心往高处行。
One of the things we need to do most, and one of the things that is most worth doing, is also to join hands and hearts with one another. The more people we pull, support, and push, the better. And together, by faith, move to higher ground.
我们一同来唱这首诗歌《向高处行》。
Let's sing the hymn Higher Ground together.
诗本368首，或者看荧幕。
It's hymn number 368 from our church hymn book.
那个书上就是接着我那下面的就是我原来的 file。用你习惯的语言唱。
Please sing in the language of your preference.
我径直向高处而行，灵性地位日日高升。当我前行，祷告不停，求主领我向高处行。求主助我，使我稳健，平行站在数天高原，我心向往更高之地，求主领我向高处行。世界充满疑虑恐惧，非我所要生活之处，别人活跃常去自己，但我追求向高处行。求主助我，使我稳健，平行站在数天高原，我心向往更高之地，求主领我向高。
第三节姐姐妹 sister verse
three. Third verse is sisters.
一起来
，together.
求主助我，使我稳健，平行站在数天高原，我心向往更高之地，求主领我。
第四节弟兄
fourth verse brothers，
我愿攀登最高之地，得见天堂荣华美景，不住祈求直到天庭，求主领我向高，
一起来
together，
求主助我，使我稳健，平行站在数天高原，我心向往更高之地，求主领我向高。
我们一同祷告。
Together we pray.
主，我们愿意用这首诗歌的副歌做我们的祷告。
Lord, we want to use the chorus of this hymn as our prayer to you.
求主来帮助我们。
Lord, we ask that you help us.
让我们能够稳健。
So that we can stand firm.
能够凭信站在属天的高原。
And to move to higher ground by faith.
而且有渴慕的心来向往更高之地。
And to have the faith and desire to long for higher ground.
主啊，求你领我们向高处行。
Lord, please plant our plant us in higher ground.
愿这样的一个祷告成就在我们教会所有弟兄姐妹的身上。
Lord, we pray that this prayer would be fulfilled in all the brothers and sisters in our congregation.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in your Son's name.
Amen.